Hey, bro, why keep putting off until tomorrow what you know you need to do today? Go ahead and book a free breakthrough call with us so we can connect you to a community of godly men who can understand your challenges and do life with you as a husband, father, leader, or just as a man without judgment, shame, or rejection. Just go to realmenconnect.com/call. Available times are limited each week, so book your free call today. That's realmenconnect.com/call. Again, that's realmenconnect.com/call. Help us here if you're ready to receive it.
Hello, Mighty Men of God. Joe Martin here, man builder, award-winning speaker, author, and Tanya's husband and Kendall and Faith's dad. Welcome to the Real Men Connect podcast, where we help good men become great men God's way. Every Wednesday, we interview some of the nation's most respected and accomplished men of faith to find out what it really takes to become the kind of husband, father, and spiritual leader God called and created us to be. Today is the Real Men Check-In. The Real Men Check-In is just a quick way to help you start your week on the right foot in the right way. Every Monday, I share personal insights, encouragement, and support that will move you beyond church to real change. I keep it short, I make it fun, and then I'm done. So let's get started. Real men rather own than rent. Let me say that again. Real men rather own than rent. The Bible tells us in James 1:5 that if any of you lacks wisdom, let him ask God, who gives generously to all without reproach, and it will be given to him. Now, the key in this verse to me is to ask God. See, but when I was in college, I had religion, but I didn't have a personal relationship with God. So whenever I lacked wisdom, I didn't ask God. Instead, I asked man. And there's nothing wrong with that unless you're asking the wrong man. And there are two specific questions that I've always asked that ultimately changed the projection of my life. Matter of fact, I still ask these questions today whenever I meet someone who is either doing something I like to do, getting the results I want to get, or pursuing something I'd like to pursue. The only difference is I ask God first, then I ask God to lead me to the right people who will give me the right answers. So what are those two questions? Those two questions are one, will you tell me how you did that? I humbly ask, will you tell me how you did that? And then the second question is, if you could go back and do it differently, even though you succeeded, what would you do? If you could do it differently, what would you do? Now, by using these two questions and asking the right people, I was able to graduate early from college at the top of my class, voted student of the year, purchase my first home before I graduated from college, start my first business at the age of 22, and became a university professor by the age of 24. Now, I know you're probably wondering, Joe, so what does all this have to do with owning and renting anything, right? Well, out of all the things I've accomplished in my 20s, and there was even more stuff, the thing I get asked about the most is, believe it or not, how were you able, Joe, to buy your first house before you graduated from college? But I tell people, they're asking me the wrong question. Don't ask me how, because it wasn't that hard, but rather ask me why did I want to buy a house when I was that young, when I was still single and still in school? Well, prior to me buying my first house, I asked several successful college graduates the question, if you could go back to college all over again, what would you do differently? And I heard everything from get more involved in student activities, work harder on their academics, get more work experience, be more intentional about networking, et cetera, et cetera. And I did all of those things. But my dad told me something different that none of the others even mentioned. He said he would buy a piece of property sooner rather than later. In other words, he would own before renting. Now, when I asked my dad why would he buy instead of rent, he told me because, Joe, it would actually be less expensive to own than to rent property. That I would take better care and be a better steward of what I actually own instead of renting. He also said that I would have an asset rather than a liability. Now, all this stuff made perfect sense to me. So I took his advice and advised a plan to own rather than rent. And guess what? He was right. But my dad was referring to property. But I got to tell you, and I have to admit it, 25 plus years later, a divorce later, addiction recovery later, and a rededicated spiritual life later, I learned that buying concept that he was talking about doesn't just apply to property. It also applies to our personal lives. Follow me on this. See, if I would have owned my stuff sooner, you know, the stuff that was stopping me from being what God wanted me to be back in my 20s, I would have stopped renting my excuses of why everyone else kept disappointing me, betraying me, and not measuring up to my ego-driven expectations. It would have saved my marriage, my wealth, and even my health, but I wouldn't own it. So guys, this week, I want to challenge you to own the personal stuff in your life and stop renting excuses. I want you to take full responsibility for the things in your life that's preventing you from becoming everything God purposed, created, and called you to be. We're talking about as husbands, as a father, as a brother, as a son, as a brother in Christ, as a spiritual leader on your job, in your business, and in your community. But the question is, how and where do you start? Well, I think that's easy. You start by asking yourself this simple question, and I know it's going to sound crazy, but ask yourself, why wouldn't someone want to marry you? Let me ask that question again. Why wouldn't someone want to marry you? In other words, if you were the prescription or cure to a woman's pain, what would be the warning label on your bottle? What would be the possible side effects of her ingesting you? See, I'm being facetious, but you know what I'm talking about. Ask yourself that question, why wouldn't a woman want to marry you? And ask God to help you to be honest with yourself, even if you have to ask other people close to you to help you come up with the answers. Remember James 1:5? If any of you lacks wisdom, let him ask God, who gives generously to all without reproach, and it will be given to him. But when you ask that question, please avoid the surface answers like, you know, I'm vertically challenged, I'm not adventurous, I'm not very handy around the house, I don't like to cook. Oh, by the way, I'm sorry, these are some of the things on my list. I have a list of 13 reasons. But ask God to reveal you not the surface stuff, but the spiritual stuff that is likely to break the heart of your wife and the people close to you. Like for me, it's, I'm impatient. I sometimes struggle with lust. I have a controlling spirit. I know I can also have a harsh tongue. I think you get the point. Now understand, this list isn't meant to humiliate you, but rather to humble you so you can stop pointing out what's wrong with others and you can start preparing your heart so God can work on the things you struggle with the most. This is called owning your stuff. So make the list, then prioritize your list based on which ones you struggle with the most. Then refer to the scriptures to see what the word says about all of those issues. And then look for the promises to help you overcome those issues and those battles. Because you can't grow until you know. So humbly ask God to reveal it, then faithfully ask him to heal it. Because real men own their problems, not rent their excuses. So that's the Real Men Check-In for this week. I hope that it blessed you. And if you found it helpful, please share this episode with another guy, especially those who you are mentoring and you're trying to disciple. And don't miss any of our regular weekly interviews on Wednesdays. And to make sure you don't miss an episode, please visit our website at realmenconnect.com and join our growing community of real men just like you. We also have a couple of free gifts waiting just for you. Also, I love reading podcast reviews from our listeners, and here's one of them. This one is from actually a person I know named Jay. Hey, Jay, thank you for this one. Jay writes, Real Men Connect is a podcast that is going to positively impact the lives of many men. This podcast is so necessary. Dr. Martin is following God's lead by filling a void that has existed for far too long. Now men of God have a resource they can tap into each week to learn and be empowered. If you're open-minded and willing to learn, this podcast can truly change your life for the better. And that's from Jay. Jay Mayo was also a guest on the Real Men Connect podcast. So Jay, thank you so much, man. What a blessing. That is humble to hear that. Each week I try to share a different one and I pick them randomly. So if you leave a review, who knows, I may actually end up reading yours on the air. So go ahead, take about 30 seconds or so and go over to iTunes and rate the program. It's one of the best ways to help us move up in the rankings, get easily found so we can grow our podcast. So we can get this program in the hands, ears, and hearts of men just like you. Guys, thank you so much for listening. Each and every one, you have no idea how much you bless me by tuning in, sharing the podcast, subscribing to it, and writing me emails telling me how much that is blessing your life. It really is a blessing to me, because without you, there would be no Real Men Connect. So until next time, I'm Joe Martin with Real Men Connect, reminding you that we are males by birth, but we are men by choice. So each and every day, choose to be the man God called and created you to be, because a male is a terrible thing to waste. So until next time, stay strong, stay blessed, and as always, stay in God's grip.
Thank you for listening to the Real Men Connect podcast with Dr. Joe Martin. Real Men Connect isn't just a podcast. It's a mission, ministry, and movement to help good men become the great men God called and created us to be. And the best is yet to come. So if you enjoyed this episode, go ahead and leave us a review in iTunes. It really helps us to build the podcast and to reach, teach, and impact more men, all for the glory of God. And make sure you check out realmenconnect.com to get our free tools and resources to help you go from good man to great man God's way. Again, that's realmenconnect.com. Thank you for listening. We'll see you in the next episode.